Thank you for calling customer support. My name is C. Maya. How may I assist you today?
Hey, this is C. Maya. This is Bruce Amadi calling from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, sir. How may I assist you today?
The reason I'm calling is that there are a couple of charges. One of them is about $5, the other one about $65. And I really don't know when did I order anything, and I don't even know up to this point that what is the nature of the business. What do you sell? What is this company?
Well, I work for a third-party billing company. We service several different products via online. Let's first see if you have an account with us. What's your zip code and name?
At 30040.
Okay, thank you. And may I have your address, sir? And what's your name and address?
My name is Bruce Amadi, and the address is, I don't know if I get my office, but my home address is 5575 Talentworks Trail, Cumming, Georgia 30040.
Okay, thank you, sir. So looking on the information on your account, I located, this is for the Hunter dash cam. Do you remember paying the postage for this back on the 22nd of April?
And paying for what?
The dash Hunter dash cam.
I don't even know what it is. I have no idea, no.
Okay, yes, so it says you pay the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings store, but for joining the store, sir, it gives you information. But for joining the store, it's a membership fee of $67.32 per month. Now, along with that, sir, it is you do get a $125 gift card, but it is a recurring billing each month. Do you remember placing that order?
Believe me, honestly, I have no idea. No, no.
Did you give anybody authorization to place the order?
No, as far as I know, I never had this problem. There are not too many. I'm very careful about, you know, my account and product. That's why I was very surprised when I realized that, you know, there's such thing in my credit card. I have no idea.
All right, well, if you don't mind placing an order on the account, so I can cancel the account now, but I will have to transfer you up to our fraud department so I can begin a fraud investigation. Please remain on hold while I notate the account and transfer you over. Give me
okay,
one
so
moment.
One more time, you know, you said what kind of services do you have? No, I want to make sure that, you know, I understand it. So what is that the company provides? What kind of service?
It's a dash cam, so the camera that goes on the dashboard, it records.
Oh, the dash cam. Oh, well, I thought that was participating in a survey.
It was, sir, but it's a recurring billing each month for the membership.
For heaven's sake, I mean, this is the same gimmick that, you know, they do that all the time. I have no idea. I mean, they tell you, you know, just take a few minutes of your time. You participate in the things. You share some information. They give you just the shipping of $9 or something recurring for what? I mean, the whole product didn't worth, you know, more than $40, and I paid $10 for the thing. So what, I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, ma'am, for heaven's sake, no, just cancel it, please. You know, I just don't want anything. But I mean, you know that, you know, this is nature. I mean, I don't know how many of these calls you get in the daily basis, but this is just a nonsense ripoff. I mean, this is ridiculous. So I did receive, I can send it back to you. I haven't even opened it, you know, just, you know, I'm just what should I do this time? Just please. And I understand.
Well, we don't accept
you,
any returns, sir, but I can only cancel the account that stops any recurrent billing. And let me know you're ready for the cancellation number.
All right. And so, I mean, those charges is going to stay, right?
Well, I can refund back at least 35% of funds to you.
Okay, I appreciate it if you do that. I mean, just, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. Okay. But, I mean, just, why, I mean, if I pay, I mean, just why would I get charged for this? If you clearly, you're saying that this is just free. I mean, just to participate in a survey, right? I mean, you participate, you put your sign, you give some valuable information about certain products. They say, oh, all you have to do, you have to pay for this. This is worth about $100, which is nonsense. And then there is, the, on top of that, they're going to charge you. So for, I mean, God, I mean, just, you know. You see, it's not you, man. If I next time this happens to me, I'm going to hit my head against the curb. Because, you know, it seems that, you know, I fall for that nonsense all the time. For heaven's sake, you know, just, you know, isn't there anything better you guys you do? I mean, this is a trip-up on daylight. Why would they do that?
Well, sorry, it was stated there in the terms and conditions, sir. But unfortunately, the most we're able to do is refund back at least 50% of the transaction, sir.
Okay, please do so. And cancel it, please. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course, so the cancellation and refund has been placed, and you will receive it within 3 to 5 business days, along with an email notification to verify. Anything else?
Thank you very much. No, just read the, can you email the cancellation?
Correct, sir.
Okay, email it to police. Thank you, ma'am. I'm sorry, ma'am, you know, you're doing your job. I'm not, you, but, you know, just, you know, they can be a little bit more courteous, you know, and upfront about the information. They clearly made it clear that, you know, this is just a gift for participating. And the next thing, they charge you up to. Okay, ma'am. Thank you. Have a nice day. Have a nice Memorial Day. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.